Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 49, verses 1 through 9. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With a harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for life is costly. No payment is ever enough so that they should live on forever and not see decay. Would you like to take a trip to the moon? Well, you better start saving up because according to the Golden Spike Company, a group planning private space travel, a round trip will cost $1.5 billion. Now, if you only want to go on a sightseeing trip around the moon, that's much cheaper, only $100 million. Well, if it costs that much to go to the moon, what would it cost for a one-way trip to heaven, complete with eternal food and lodging? Do you really think the completion of a confirmation class will buy that ticket? Certainly, you'll need to add a lifetime of church attendance, right? And I'm sure you're going to need to add to the class and the church attendance a book full of recorded good works. Think that'll do it? Well, the psalmist says that the expense for eternal life is costly. No payment is ever enough. A life full of great works, of religious worship, and a pile of money can never buy the ticket for eternal life. Therefore, God did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He sent His Son, Jesus, to be the one-time-for-all-time payment for our sins. No money transfer will cover eternal life. It can only be offered as a free gift, and that's exactly what God has done for us through Jesus. Here is the most important question you will ever answer. Have you accepted the free gift of eternal life? If you would like to accept that great gift, then use the following prayer as a guide. Now, I want to encourage you and I want to remind you, this prayer does not save you. It simply is a guide for you to sincerely ask Jesus to forgive your sins by His death on the cross. Father, I admit that there is nothing I can do to buy or earn a relationship with You. My best efforts, most expensive gifts, they all fall short. But I believe You sent Jesus to pay the cost for my eternal life. I believe Jesus died, was buried, and rose from the dead to do for me what I could never do for myself. And right now, I trust in the complete work of Jesus alone as the only way to have an eternal relationship with You. In Jesus' name, amen.